Blackstone Audio presents Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution by Todd S. Purdom. This book is read by Todd S. Purdom. For my parents, who taught me these songs, and for Dee Dee, Kate, and Stephen, who make my heart sing them. Prologue. All they cared about was the show. At the stroke of 8 p.m. on the rainy Sunday evening of March 31, 1957, in a converted vaudeville house on Upper Broadway in Manhattan, timpani rolled, herald trumpets blared a fanfare, and soon a chorus sang out, "The Prince is giving a ball!" The crowded old theater at the corner of West 81st Street was the CBS Television Network's smallest color studio, number 72. But the program beaming live from its transmitters was being broadcast over the largest network ever assembled, 245 local stations from coast to coast, including 29 in Canada. The network had bigger, better studios in Hollywood, but this one had been chosen for its proximity to New York's theater scene. For the real hosts of the evening were no mere princes, but the kings of Broadway themselves, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, the reigning creators and empresarios of the modern musical theater, and two of the most influential producers of mass popular entertainment in Eisenhower-era America. This evening's production was Cinderella, a 90-minute original musical play created especially for television, and it found Rodgers and Hammerstein at the very height of their powers. With a budget of $385,000, a live orchestra of 33 pieces, and an all-star cast, Cinderella preempted the Ed Sullivan Show and General Electric Theater, two of the most popular programs of the day. Sponsored by Pepsi-Cola and the Schulten Company, makers of Old Spice toiletries, the special broadcast was ballyhooed in full-page newspaper advertisements across the country.